Welcome to the Tony Gaskin Show, best-selling author, celebrity life coach, and international speaker. The purpose of this show is to bring you motivation, inspiration, and education in the areas of life, love, and business. Thank you for joining me. Now let's get started. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Talks with Tony. Look, I just want to talk to you today and encourage you. You know, I've been thinking and I've been dealing with something this week. I was in the house of the Lord last week, and the minister was talking about our prayers, and he said, he was like, if you received this week everything that you prayed for last week, would anyone be able to tell a difference? Would anyone be able to see that your life has changed? And he said, most people just pray for things that, you know, Lord, help me get to work safe. Help me to get through this week. Help me to be able to deal with my boss. Lord, meet my needs. Help me to pay my light bill, pay my water bill. And we pray these prayers that are so small. And we pray these small prayers as if we believe we have a small God. And we are shrinking our prayers. And I thought about that, and I was like, man, if I received everything this week that I prayed for last week, no one would really be able to tell a difference. Like, no one would see anything different about my life. You know, my whether it's peace or happiness, health, wealth, longevity, whatever it may be, no one would be able to see a difference. And so I started thinking about that, and I've been mindful every day to take the lid off God, to take the lid off God, and to stop praying small prayers, and to really test God at his word, and to pray and believe that what he said would come to pass, that if he said I can have the desires of my heart, then I want to see that, and to pray those type of prayers. And I started doing that, and I realized that it's real, that it's real, that if you pray and you believe and you expect, now it doesn't mean that every single thing is going to come to pass, but more than what you thought would happen in the past, more than what you were praying for before will begin to happen. And I started to realize, and I'm like, wow, you know, like, this is something serious. Because, you know, that same day, the pastor said, close your eyes and pray. And he said, now, whatever you just prayed for, multiply it by 10. Multiply it by 10. And I'm like, wow. So, you know, here I am praying my prayers. And the next day, you know, the next day, I got hit with a huge blessing. A huge blessing that just blew me away. And I'm like, whoa, this. And then yesterday I was talking to my wife because I got an email that came from Los Angeles. And y'all know I'm a speaker and an author. And, you know, I travel the world speaking. And when you get an email from Hollywood, you know the contents in that email. And I was like, wow, I just have been praying this prayer this week, that what I was holding on to, that what I was knocking on the door of would come back around. And I said, now, Lord, I don't know if this is you. I don't know if this is your will. Because, see, sometimes when you pray for something, you have to still walk with a spirit of discernment. You still have to have a spirit of discernment, because when you pray, not only does God hear your prayers, but your adversary hears your prayers. And so sometimes your adversary will send a distraction. While you are waiting on destiny, your adversary will send a distraction to distract you from, or derail you from, what's really coming. Because, see, as soon as you pray, it's already answered. It's already done. But it may take some time to get to you. So you may pray for a promotion on your job, it's already done. And when you pray for that promotion on your job, another job may come available in another company that will require you to uproot your family and move your family to another city. And it may pay you $10,000, $20,000 more a year. And when you look at it, you say, well, whoa, this is the promotion. Like, this is the promotion. But when you also look at it, wow, this comes with some pain. My kid's going to have to miss, you know, their sports teams. They're going to have to change their schools and lose their friends. That's not what you prayed for. But a lot of times we will accept that thinking that this must be the answers, because you got to remember the adversary will send you a distraction, something to derail you, something that looks like a blessing, but it's actually a snare. And so when I received this email after praying big prayers, I'm thankful. And at the same time, I'm still mindful and I'm watching and I'm still praying, because you still have to pray once you receive your blessing. I remember growing up in church, my mama used to always say, she'd say, boy, people pray for a job and then let it take them away from God. So people would come to church and pray for a job. And then they get a job that schedules them on Sunday and they can't make it to church no more. That job wasn't God. You accepted what the adversary sent you before what you prayed for got to you. And so I was mindful of that. And I'm looking and I'm like, man, now the gentleman who wrote me found me, discovered me on YouTube in 2015, and then turned back around and write me in 2018 saying, I want to continue the conversation. I say it might be something there, but I got to be mindful. So I want to share this with you. And for those of you on Facebook, this is my podcast. So make sure you download the podcast, Tony Gaskin Show, on iTunes, or you could go to YouTube and subscribe. We post it there too. But what I want to share with you today is to take the lid off God. Take the lid off God. Because see, today, a lot of people are taking the spirit of God for a joke, because you got people who are not living right and doing right, claiming that God blesses them, and they're not in line for any blessings. They're not living his will. And then you got the people who don't believe there's a God. And everybody has a right to believe what they believe. But if you know like I know, I tell people all the time, if you don't believe in God, then I must be a figment of your imagination as well. Because if it had not been a God, I would not be here standing before you today. So I know that I know. I don't believe in fairy tales either. But one thing I do know is that God has showed me over and over that he's real. Over and over. And so for those of you who believe, you know that you know. You got more sense than to believe that God is not real. You know that you know. Start praying big prayers. Don't just talk about it. Because see, one thing I see is we got a lot of atheists in the church. And what I mean by that is we got people going to church and holding up a pew or a chair every Sunday, but don't really believe in God. Because the prayers have no faith. Because if your prayer, if you can see where your check is coming on Friday and you praying for your check, that doesn't require faith. What's going to require faith is what you cannot see. And when it comes out of your mouth the first time, it might be hard to believe that you're asking for this type of life, for this type of, you know, ability and blessing to be able to be a blessing. Your prayer may be to bless you so that you can take care of your mother or your father, or take care, better care of your kids. It may be that you can have a new home, that you can have a new job, a better career. Your prayer should shift the atmosphere. Your prayer should change your life. It should put you on another playing field. People should be able to look at you and see that a divine touch was placed on your life. You should not look normal to anybody. When people come and they look at you and they start analyzing you and they look at your life, they look at who you are, they look at how you walk, how you talk, and they look at the blessings and the favor and the abundance over your life, it should not make any sense because your prayers did not make sense. But what you have to realize is that God's ways are higher than your ways. His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So what makes sense to you, what is realistic to you, will not be realistic to God. And if you pray only what's realistic to you, you will never get what is for you. So I want you to understand that today and think about that and start doing this every day. And don't confuse this with a genie in the bottle. Don't confuse this with an ATM machine. Or even an ATM machine, you only could take out what you put in. This is actually going to be better than an ATM machine. But if you start to pray these prayers diligently, and then you are watchful, and then you are prayerful, because realize, even when you receive your blessing, you still have to be prayerful, because a lot of times your blessing can weigh more than your problems. Because when you get more money, when you get more opportunities, when you have a better mindset, better health, better friends, better job, a lot of problems come with that too. So you still have to be prayerful. Don't ask for something and then think the answer is something that will take you away from who you prayed to for it. But hey, it's Tony Gaskin. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you.